This is an adapter in case you're running a stock style
exhaust.
You're live.
So this is the actual adapter
for the downpipe.
There you go.
Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the VIP studio at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. The ladies' man is back after having gone through surgery yesterday, but he's back in full swing, and we all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
I'm doing really good so far, man. Just cranking away, dude. I have a lot to get done, and probably, let's see here, what time is it now? It's 11, right? It's
right.
11. We film 11 every day at 11.
Standard,
I have 3 hours to get this whole car finished up. No
crazy,
chance.
Crazy, man. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Shop our online apparel and merchandise, and you will be seeing all of the fine partners of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Precision, Turbonetics, SEMA Car, for sale, and I think next week that gets up online, correct, Bud?
October 31st.
All of that
so
will be
not
up next week.
So not next week, it's going to be the following Monday or Tuesday.
Right on. Excuse me, Bud. Yep, my phone's going off, and I'm going to shut it off, okay?
This guy never prepares to
How
go
about
live
that?
At all.
Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique. The Outlaw is loose in Abaco, Florida, ladies and gentlemen. 561-660-6695 for all the latest in Outlaw Boutique apparel. Thank you, honey.
Seema.
The microphone can hear you. Sorry, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see what we're going through here?
We have a chatterbox off our left side.
For all the latest and the greatest Outlaw Boutique apparel and accessories, it is Miss Outlaw Boutique, ladies and gentlemen. Borla Exhaust, the finest exhaust in the world, Bub. You have been dealing with Borla exclusively throughout your career, with the exception of doing a couple Flowmaster 40 series on some American muscle cars that you've built over the years. You are now partnered up with Borla. This is a huge deal. I can't say enough about it. Monkey in Paradise, a two-time double gold winner coming out of San Francisco, California, made right here in West Palm Beach. The
That's
monkey,
right.
Mind you.
Please drink responsibly.
Please drink responsibly. And finally, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. We expect about 40,000 people there to be there on November 18th when we release the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA 600 horsepower Mustang. Special good morning to the guys over at LGW Media Works. We're going to say good morning to Jim Lucas and Dan Dowsey over there. Good morning to them. They'll be here later on today.
Nice.
And our photographer, Doug Kamat, will be here this afternoon to start the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Mustang photo
yeah,
shoot
man,
and promotional photos.
Looking forward to it. So, you know, as everybody knows, this car has a lot of exposure and attention it's getting right now. The true unveil of this car will be SEMA this year, SEMA 17. That's October 31st, November 3rd. The car is going to be insane. I'm telling you right now, it is probably in the, I would say that 90% completion build right now. So we have a professional magazine photo shoot with this car this afternoon, 2 p.m., so 3 hours from now. We have a full photo shoot for magazine coverage. It is going to be the center of the magazine and also cover. So it is looking exciting for that. But listen, let me tell you, I'm at that 90% completion mark. For me to hit another 10%, 100% completion total in another 3 hours, dude. Oh, my God.
It's a lot, Bub. But you know what? The car may not be done in its finality, but we are the people.
What do you mean it's not
going
to be done in its finality? It has to be done. There's no
other
options.
The tires aren't on it yet.
They're expected. So check it out. So listen, we got a FedEx shipment last night. Everything was priority overnight. I look at the time on it. Typically, it's priority overnight by 9:30 a.m. Well, these are flying into Palm Beach International Airport from California, from American Racing. These things are literally scheduled us by 3, so this thing might be sitting on its display setup on jack stands until the women we put them on
take
and drop
picture.
It down and take
on
the picture.
Jack stands.
That is how tight the time is running for this magazine shoot, so we're really looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. In Jupiter Magazine is going to be doing full coverage on it. They've had full VIP access to it. The entire build, they've been able to do sneak peek shots, do behind the scenes, the stories, the one-on-ones with you and I. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, we want to say good morning to Lisa and David over there, David Borla, over at Borla Exhaust. You wanted to go with Borla because of the quality of what they design. You use us exclusively. If you're not hand fabricating exotic, high-end exotic and European style exhaust systems, which you build that exceed $10,000 to make, you're physically turning to Borla for your exhaust components.
Yep.
For the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, 603 horsepower stock block EcoBoost 2.3 liter Mustang, which is the world's only of its type. Bub, let's kind of look at some of the things we've got here. In this package, it looks like we have what?
Well, these are all your factory clamps are going to be coming in this system. When you buy these parts, this kit you're looking at here is for the S550, right? So that's everything from 2015 onward in the 2.3 liter EcoBoost class. These are different than what you would have, and we've discussed this on many of our other items as well that we're doing on this ride. They are different than all of your V6, your GTs, your GT350Rs. This system will be different. So this is full coverage for the S550 2015 onward. as you can see, man, Borla hooks it up. They give you everything you need, from the clamps you need, band clamps, to all the way down to instructions, to stainless exhaust, the polish tips. Everything about this system is insane. This is their loudest and most aggressive system. This is the Borla Attack Series. On this car, it is going to create a beautiful tone. Not only just the deep rumble and roar that it has, but you hear a ton of turbo through the Attack Series mufflers. That's exactly what we're looking for, hooked up to the back of that precision turbocharger. It's going to sound insane.
One of the things, Bub, that you do mandate that that you work with are installation instructions. Again, Borla has brought to the table, like Steeda, like so many of the other major partners of this build, nice color instructions, Bub, which are very easy to read and for you to articulate through. It doesn't matter if you've done an exhaust system install one time or 100 times, these instructions will go back into your hands each and every time. And that is what you look for in a quality product.
Yeah.
Okay? So this is part of what they package up to you and send a nicely sealed Ziploc bag with a complete product line. And speaking of product line, Bub, the entire Borla exhaust line will be available on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website, along with all of the other partners of this build.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, we're looking forward to it. We're having a lot of fun. This kit will probably be installed later this afternoon. I probably will do this, 10 minutes or so right before the photo shoot happens. Luckily, I've been exhaust on this multiple times already with all the renditions and styles and changes we've made to it. So this won't take me too long to install. Plus, the way Borla supplies everything, the way that they give you all the components, it's literally, as you guys see it here, it's out of the box. This is the full turbo back exhaust system sitting right here. 3-inch turbo downpipe. This is a catless. It is an off-road setup. That is exactly what we wanted to use on our build. It doesn't have to be completely 50-state legal. They do offer this as a catted downpipe as well for all those guys out there, especially in like the California area where a lot of these cars are out there running on the West Coast. This is available off-road or on-road, catted, non-catted. We are opting to run with a 3-inch catless system. That is a full turbo back downpipe, and they do offer you as well a different size Y-pipe where it goes into your, technically what you'd say, your cat-back exhaust. You have a 3-inch outlet so that you can actually run this thing from Borla's turbo back downpipe into their factory system, so it's beautiful. They supply you with everything you need, start to finish, direct fit flanging at the front, so it will not only bolt up to your stock turbocharger, but a lot of guys out there that run aftermarket kits, Borla has turbocharger as well, Precision, all of those components will bolt directly up to that flange, so there's no need for cutting, modifying, adapters. It's factory four donut flange right there, and it's perfect.
But this also comes with these two holes right here that are threaded. Let's talk about what the name of that is technically, here and here, and what the purpose of those are.
Yeah, man, so that's in that downpipe there is actually in that center section between the hole on the bottom side of what you're holding it. You're holding it upside down there, so that would be your upstream hole. That would be your downstream hole. That's pre and post catalytic converter, so the cap would be in between those two components. That is the filtration device that keeps the car emissions compliant, 50-state legal. And those two right there are your O2 bungs. That is where you read inter air fuel ratio on the factory side. That's not for a wideband, anything extra that you want to add into the car. These cars do come with it. If it does have the performance pack, they do have a factory air fuel ratio built into them, so you can see exactly what your car is doing. It makes it really nice for guys that do a lot of serious bolt-ons.
So, Bub, what is this piece here we're holding, and why does it have a piece that goes like this in it?
Okay, don't worry about too much there, Hot Rod.
Let's talk about what this does. Let's talk about what this is, Bub. And let's talk about why this is sectioned here, please.
Yeah, so what you're actually holding is the downpipe portion of the turbo pipe itself. So this is your first piece coming off of your exhaust system that's coming out on the outlet side of
the
turbocharger.
Hence the flanges you discussed.
Correct, so that's coming out of the turbocharger. That's your next pipe in line. It depends on how you want to number them. 1, 2, 3, 4. You can number A, B, C, how you want to label these things. That would be the second in line. So that is coming down the exhaust system. The way that actually mounts in the car is flip it this way. Nope, other way. There you go. So that's actually how it would mount in the car. The turbo would be on the front side where your right hand is. That would be where your turbocharger is going to connect up to on this front pipe here. Then this is going to go into where you would say your cat-back exhaust system. Whenever guys go out and you buy different cat-backs, and some guys may already have a cat-back on their car, they're just looking for a quality downpipe, you can buy the Borla kit, and it will literally come with not only that pipe as well to go into a 3-inch aftermarket exhaust, or even a downpipe adapter that goes from the backside of here to a smaller size exhaust as well. So you can do many different upgrades, many different options. So you don't have to have a full Borla kit, but Borla did hook us up here at BEM with the full line that's going to be 3-inch all the way back. It's going to sound insane.
But what is this piece right here that looks like it's almost corrugated?
That's actually your flex pipe in the center, and that is literally nothing more than flex. So that allows for motor torque the way it gives. That allows for everything to flex. In today's cars, the way that all these components bolt together, everything is very rubber mounted. It's hung beautifully. You have plenty of clearance everywhere. That allows for the flex of that drivetrain, motor, chassis without any vibrations or any harsh feeling coming up through the bottom of the car.
And Bub, what about this piece here that we see that's sticking out here?
That's actually your post for the rubber mounted hangers.
So the rubber mounted hangers isolate it and keep it secure, and this allows flex within the exhaust system itself.
Yep, that's
more Borla's great R&D.
And all of these are just, I mean, literally out of the box, the hanger placement, the hanger design, the stud where it's going to mount, all of that is exactly Ford quality. So it's out of the box, you push it right into the factory hanger. Once these, I use a lot of WD-40. Some guys use, you know, any sort of lubricant to get those things on, slide them on. You can literally push them right into place, and it's done. It is game over. It's perfect fitment, and it's perfect alignment all the way out the back.
Bub, we do have two of these pipes here. We have this one here, and we can turn it over. We can see that the fine folks over at Borla put their personal stamp of approval and show that it has been inspected. It meets the quality on the welds. Everything is to be. What piece do I have in my hand, Bub? We actually have two of these that perform much the same function, Bub.
Yeah, so it's actually, again, those are going to be, you know, which exhaust system you're running. Those are your outlets, so it's going to be your inlet side is the bottom half of that. That's going to be coming off of, you know, where you would consider your cat-back system. That is where your flange is going to mount, and then the two outlets are going to be for your left and right rear outlet muffler systems, which are going to also connect through another set of pipes to your muffler assembly.
So this is where it comes in, this is where it goes out, Bub.
Yep.
So your inlet, ladies and gentlemen, is here, and it kind of crushes down and comes into your outlets right here. Bub, we have that adapter over there, that collar we've already discussed now. I see there are two pipes sitting here, right here in your hand. Can we take a look at those, please? And let's talk about them and what they do.
Yeah, so these are your left and right rear axle pipes. That's actually your right-hand side there. As you can see, again, Borla labels it for you, making it virtually retard-proof. So it's literally, at the end of the day, the average user can do this install. Better to do it on a lift. A lot of guys, there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers, especially with the way that you get these components from Borla. It's so quality, it's so easy to do. You can literally do this on two stands at your house, drive on ramps. As long as you can get a foot of clearance, you can get underneath that car, unbolt your factory components, and install this system in probably a little under an hour.
So, Bob, one of the things you do, however, is you put all of your exhaust systems up. You use transmission jacks and a welder, so everything is in alignment. You literally use a level so that everything is level all the way across. And you check things. You tack your exhaust into place. Then you down, or you bring the car down, make sure there's no body contact, no wheel cut, nothing hits. Everything is centered perfectly in the outlets of the rear bumper, and then you do your final tacking and welding and installation.
Yeah, it's you know, that's one of the things that I've always done to them, especially once you know, for example, like this is going to be a permanent fixture on this car. This is a Borla exhaust. It is their complete line of product. It's not, you know, three different companies and brands that is on the car, so, you know, there may be possibility of changing it. This is going to be on this build now for the life of the car. It is stainless. We're not going to have to deal with any holes of rust coming through. This is an indoor car, 99% of its life, so you're not going to have to worry about any rust or anything falling apart. So I am going to take the time and go through, and once everything is in line, with the exception of one joint, which is typically at my turbo pipe, where you would consider like your cat-back bolt-on, that is the only joint that I will not put a spot weld on, right? So that way, if you ever needed to access maybe the transmission,
your module approach,
you can still pull one pipe out and then maybe pull your rear stuff down, drop it, hang, however you need to do it. But I will go through once everything is on the car, as you mentioned, even when it's in its factory hangers. As tight as Borla makes these things from an alignment standpoint, there's always still room for tweaking under high horsepower, high load, depending on what you're doing with the car. You can always tweak just a little bit because there are so many different pieces to it, different clamps at the rear, the mufflers, on your actual pipes here, on your cat pipe assembly. So there's so many different clamp areas that can move just a little bit that may throw your tip out a little at the back, maybe something to look on.
Yeah, you're real particular
about
that.
So I do take my time, and I literally will put, you know, 1/4-inch, 3/8-inch long spot welds. They can always be ground if they needed to, so you can access anything if you wanted to separate it in pieces. But on these cars, you can literally take the entire system down in one piece, right? So it makes it really nice. So I will go ahead and, like, at the rear muffler assemblies, even though I am going to run on all the factory clamps that Borla does provide, I will get everything in proper alignment and then do a small 1/4-inch nice weld on it. Done. It'll look beautiful. It'll never flex. Whether we have this car on the street, the strip, anything we can do, it's never going to tweak the system out of alignment.
And Bub, we see that this is where you have your inlet coming into the muffler. Again, Borla takes the time to label things right and left. And they have different colors they use for that to set it up. And this is a...
That's a 4.5-inch rolled edge tip. It's beautiful finish. It's a polished finish on a stainless system. looks beautiful. This, along with one piece on this car, the only two pieces of polished work, the other pieces on the three-piece wheels that have been custom cut from American Racing. So that little small accenting of chrome is going to play together beautifully with, you know, the way that ride is looking now.
Oh,
sick.
It's the silly bug.
Yep.
And it all comes packaged in a beautiful Borla marked exhaust box.
Yep.
Everything is in a very insulated styrofoam covered, plastic covered package, so that there's no damage that comes, because as we all know, people who work at the postal services and UPS aren't exactly gentle on some of your package. So they've taken... Did you say gentle on your package?
You said that.
Oh, gentle on this package,
right,
ladies and gentlemen. So they do take the time and they think about that. So you're, as the end user, Borla's already built that into it. The end user doesn't deal with crushed pipes when they come in.
That's right.
Package pipes.
Yep.
Things like that. But
yeah, man. So it's you know, it's a beautiful install. It's going to look great once we get this on the car. It's not only going to look good, it's going to sound amazing. This is being hooked up to the back of the Precision Turbo. That is, again, direct fit for that EcoBoost 2.3 liter. It is dropping. You can take this thing out of the box, again, just like Borla stuff, out of the box, bolted on this car, and create serious horsepower. This thing laying down 603 rear wheel horsepower is insane on a stock block system. We haven't quite blown the head off of this motor yet. Probably post SEMA we're going to push those numbers though, and we might be doing internal work. We've already discussed with the guys at CPE about doing some more in terms of the forged internals. They have a full I-beam setup for this thing, so we are looking at doing that. So this thing's going to be insane, dude. Stay tuned. Wait till you guys hear it. Serious horsepower and torque gains on this setup, even on stock systems, stock turbochargers. It's going to breathe. Any more you let those turbos breathe, the more power you're going to generate.
Bub, we did have, you have now by Morpheus, the part, the company we've merged up with,
yep,
that will be doing all of the wraps and graphics with at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Here's an example of the sponsors' logos that you will be seeing on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Mustang. And these are the actual labels that will be on the car in booth 24125 in Las Vegas, Nevada, in
yep,
a couple weeks, bud.
Yeah, man, it's looking really good. It's we're literally right now, we actually worked with Steeda for a custom set of springs for this car, because we want this stance to sit so sick when we are done, that we actually modified a set of springs, had Steeda build us a custom set. Glenn over there hooked us up and had them overnighted in. This was 2 days ago. Pat at Palm Beach Plating came in. He picked those springs up right away, literally from FedEx to Pat in his hands. Those were just dropped off this morning. We've already put those in the car. We've pulled the Steeda struts out, put in the 7-inch long, 300-pound-per-inch springs. Those things look insane. Everything's done in, again, a gloss red, bingo red. It looks insane. The powder coating's great. We're going to drop this thing down on the ground. The stance is going to be sick. It's going to sound insane. I can't wait to literally get in this thing, start it up, take it for its first drive. I haven't even done that yet, right? So in a couple months. So this thing's going to be insane. You did, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I drove it.
You did.
Took our office manager in it.
Yeah, that's why I'm repainting the right rear flare.
That's correct.
Yes.
This is true, ladies and gentlemen.
This is true.
I had to get back in the facility somehow.
Right. So I'm going to get back out in the shop. Stay tuned, guys. We're going to be doing sneak peeks on this thing on Instagram, on Facebook. The installs, you'll see them going up. We are doing a lot of sneak peeks right now on Instagram, going out to the world of some small stuff that you guys can see on this ride. This afternoon, you will see photo shoot shots behind the scenes going on, so keep your eyes out there. You might see this car in its full this afternoon.
Hey, Bub, one other thing. Tomorrow will be from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yep.
We are the father and son team, the host of the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world called Doing It Bubba Style. Tomorrow we will be talking more about the Borla exhaust system. I'm going to try to have a rep from the company call in.
Nice.
I'd like to have Dave Borla, the president and owner, founder of Borla, come call in and join us. We talk exhaust technically.
Yep.
We also have an update on Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers and
right,
their latest with Discovery and the programs that they're doing. So stay tuned. Paul Sr. will be joining us the following
I'm just sitting over here wondering, though, because when I was with the producer this morning, so Robin's come in, he's done a killer job of getting everything set up. So I'm sitting with our producer this morning, he was showing me our scene shots for today, you know, what he's got zoomed in and how he's hooking things up. You know, the entire time, listen, he had you set to stand right here, and the whole time you've been dicking around over there, there's no chance he's had your face in this whole thing.
I'm sure I have. I'm
Are
sure
you
going to
come over here yet or what?
I can come over
I have a question.
All right,
yes,
move along.
For Bubba.
Go.
Do all pieces get lubed?
Okay, so... Listen, my canon of an office manager wants to know if all of these pieces get lubed, all right? So check it out. So if you do want an easy install, tech tip of the day.
Lube your piece.
Lube your pieces up,
lube
dude.
Lube your piece.
Yes, if you do want to make this a very easy install, yes, you can use out here in our shop at BEM. We use a lot of WD-40. It's easy. Sometimes you have to step it up and go to something a little heavier. but it does work great for something brand new out of the box like this. You can use lube, you can use a little bit of, some people use suspension grease, some of the white lithium grease. All of these components are built so beautifully, you can slide them together without even using any lube channel, so you know. So, thanks for asking me that on the spot, by the way.
Mike Jones says, good morning. Good morning, Mike Jones. How are you, my friend?
Mark Hoffman. Mike Jones that I did the Buick for. Or no.
Different Mike Jones, actually.
Because we did a full boiler exhaust on his Buick. That thing sounds insane.
How about that? Yes. By the way, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt car driver, Bill Hoffman, who just came off, Mark Hoffman, who just came off his eighth win for the year, Bub, will be calling into the show tomorrow, giving us an update on everything that's going on up there. Where was the last one? It wasn't Winchester. It was somewhere else.
I think it was like Charlottesville or something.
It might have been Charlottesville.
Possibly. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Little man. Mark says good morning to Little Diddle.
He just had all of his surgery done yesterday, so he's still feeling kind of a little messed up, but he's all right now. He had his whole gum line was redone.
And the BEM Motorsports Dirt Racing Team will be in Cannot Play Video.
Perfect.
How about that?
All right, well, I'm going to get back out of the shop. Stay tuned, guys, for everything that we've got going on here at the facility. Again, check out the Instagram, Facebook. All of those are Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Check all of them out. Stay tuned for this afternoon. You might see behind the scenes of the SEMA bill getting released to you guys firsthand, so stay tuned for it.
The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track team will be in Arcadia, Maryland this Saturday for a junk car race with a V6 Buick Electra, number 12, $800 to win. How about that, Bub? I say get in there and turn it into a demolition derby. You know how we work, Mark. It doesn't matter. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank everybody who joined us today. Danielle joined us today out there. We want to thank, you know, the guys over there, Jim and Dan over there at LG Media Works. We want to thank Borler, our precious sponsor, man. We can't thank them enough. We will be putting the entire Borler product line on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website for sale. Ladies and gentlemen, we have made some huge changes this last 48 hours to the staff of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports to bring you all of this in a very timely fashion, Bub.
That's right.
Correct?
Yep.
Till tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, where you can shop our online apparel, and you will be seeing all of these great partners' products out on our website for sale to you. The ladies' man said he's glad to be back with you, even after he's fresh with surgery. Right, ladies' man? You got it all going on. Big monster. Mark, we know you love him, and by the way, he loves you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you to everybody from around the world. We appreciate you inviting us into your homes. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world, November 18th, will be there to unveil the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA stock block 603 horsepower, the only one like it in the world, Mustang. We'll see you out there. Monkey in Paradise is the social vodka, and Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly. Monkey in Paradise is the social vodka. And Borla Exhaust. Borla Exhaust is by far the finest in the industry, and it is why Bub has decided to bring Borla into the project. The car will be going under the photo shoot. For those of you in the area, you're welcome to come see the photo shoot take place live while we do it on the brand new film stage floor, with Diesel, with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Mustang, and with myself. We'd love to meet you guys out there. Let's reach out and touch everybody's life in a very, and Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique, for the finest in Outlaw Boutique apparel and accessories. It is Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. The amazing Robin and Layla are doing it over there. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive way. Even though you've got problems and ghosts in your life, it doesn't mean you can't reach out and help others. It could always be worse. If somebody's got their hands full, please open the door for them, ladies and gentlemen, especially if it's an elderly person trying to get across the street, trying to get up off the dinner table, or just trying to get into their car. If someone has holes in the bottom of their shoes, buy them a pair of shoes. Pay less is cheap, or give them a pair of yours, man. It ain't that hard. And if somebody's hungry, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you feed them. McDonald's, 7-Eleven, you don't have to give them your money, feed them. And make sure you do all you can to ensure the safety of the animals that we have out there around the world. Okay, there was a lot of displaced animals through the hurricanes and everything. Let's do our part for everybody. Until tomorrow at 9 o'clock on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, or on Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page and Blog Talk Radio, for the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. We want you to keep on doing it Bubba style. Little man, you ready, baby? How about some lunch, man? You think it's time to eat, huh?